I miss a good Herm press conference. In terms of the press conference they send us to cover, those Herms are always my favorite ones. But I got to say, the whole everything that's happened this offseason, it's been very, I don't know what the word is, discouraging. Not just because ASU might be in trouble down the line here, I don't know. But it's just like, I don't want Herm to be at the top end.
Exactly. One thing that you were counting on with Herm Edwards that sort of made him stand out from all these other programs is like the character.
Yeah.
To
even though Todd Graham's,
I know, even though that was character. His catchphrase.
Yeah. I don't know. It's I just even if ASU, if it comes out like, oh, ASU did do something wrong, I just don't want Herm to be involved. There's nothing sacred in sports anymore. Can we just have Herm to hold on to?
We'll see, because Herm is sitting down as we speak. Let's go to the podium. Herm Edwards at Pac-12 Media Day.
Obviously, I think all our coaching's part of the Pac-12 family. We enjoyed our time together. We've been meeting basically on Zoom meetings the last long it's been, so it was fun to see faces. Good to see you folks back in the audience. It's always good when we can get into somewhat of a normal circumstances. Speaking of circumstances, right now, as you guys know, well aware, we're under NCAA review. With that being said, we cannot comment on what's taking place with our football team. We also know that ahead of us is a new way of college football with the NIL. We also understand that that COVID is a big part of something that we're still dealing with in college football and sports and in as well. So those things are a little bit hovering over us, and how we handle all those things I think is going to be very important. The commissioner did a nice job last night of really talking about some things that are very, very important for this conference going forward. Along with Merton Haynes, I think they'll represent this conference in a way that it'll be fun to watch them develop and grow together. So that being said, we have two of our outstanding athletes here, two team captains, Chase Lucas and Jay Daniels, across from me, that are excited about being. I think our team has a tremendous focus this year. You could see it in the spring. A lot of the veteran guys return. And I think this conference in general, when you look at the Pac-12 conference, a lot of the players are draft eligible.
And the feed, I love you, Pac-12. You're fantastic. And your website is terrific, and I love you.
What are you talking about?
Just do the whole segment.
It's not
like
even
that.
Just gosh, our computer, because I've been trying it on multiple computers, but their feed is choppy right now. But you heard him right off the bat there say that they're not going to address anything. And that
maybe that was his tactic, was to go out there and talk like that as if like the website was about to crash.
Yeah, I mean that's just
a brilliant move actually.
You think he's doing that?
I'm just saying it would be a savvy move. They're like, Herm, you're going to have to go out there. It's Pac-12 Media Day. You got to talk about it, but go ahead and talk in a computerized voice for a second, so people just give up on it and they stop asking you questions. I'll be honest, I didn't even hear one question.
There was no questions. Yeah, it was just his. He's still doing his opening statement from the walkie-talkie in the back of a moving
Pac-12 Media Day on Saturn this year for some reason, just to, I guess, mix things up a little bit so they're not always in San Francisco area. All right, so have we given up on that? I mean, can we refresh it? Does that even matter when it's wrong on their website?
Restart it.
Yeah,
have you tried unplugging it? Unplugging and plugging it back in.
How's it sound on your computer there?
I don't have it going on my computer.
Pac-12 Network, you can. Pac-12.com.
Can we just unplug and replug the Pac-12 in general?
Now you'd think that with an entire network devoted to them,
mm-hmm.
they might be carrying it on their network.
No. You got better things to show. What's on right now? Wait, you have Pac-12 Network in there?
Yeah.
So that's the only place in the state of Arizona where you can watch Pac-12 Network is in the control room with Jarrett.
Want to come in here with me?
I don't.
Actually, it does sound okay in here.
It does?
Really? Yeah, it's a touch choppy, but actually it's not as bad as it had been at the time.
All right, maybe they fixed it. You want to refresh
Perhaps.
It? And I'll sit here and pretend that you're not doing that? I don't know. I would like to hear from Herm. Now, as Jarrett said, at the start of it, right out of the gate, he said we can't address the investigation stuff, which, I mean, is to be expected. But that's not going to stop people from asking about it, I would assume. And like I said earlier, I mean, there are other ways to sort of bring it up. Like you have, I mean, I hate this. I went to ASU. I was excited about last season in particular more than maybe any season I can remember. Even the year before, I was excited about last season because you had Jaden Daniels with some experience. You had that defense built up. But now you're going in, everything's got to be pushed back a year, basically.
We're
going
to try to take it from another feed here.
Okay.
Let's see.
Outside the conference, that is a conference, a Pac-12 game. Very difficult, I think, to go 9-0. We understand that, but that's what makes
it. Okay, never mind.
Might actually be worse, that one.
Oh, Larry Scott. We miss you. No.
Larry Scott's revenge. Okay, yeah, fine. I'm leaving, but I'm taking the internet. You guys can go back to AOL. Dial up. All right, so we're not going to hear from her.
He's so brilliant. He's like, yeah, you want to hear from me?
Ha!
Yeah, I will.
That'll teach
good
you.
Good luck.
You can hear from me, but
hope you enjoyed the 2-hour replay of Oregon State
you're
football.
Have a migraine. Mm-hmm. Listen, yeah. What is the deal with? So that's what they're showing right now is Oregon State from 2 years.
No, on Pac-12 Network, they're doing like they're interviewing players and coaches after they do their press conferences.
Yeah, they have like a live setup there.
They don't.
That's not as bad.
No, but it's like as if they don't have the rights to show their own media day and they only could get them after.
It is sort of weird. Like, here's our main press conferences with every coach in our conference. We're going to hide that on our website. And then we'll do the sort of like the follow-up
hide
media scrums.
On the website. Everyone has the internet loop.
Well, apparently we don't right now. Or nobody has their website.
Yep. I mean, so what we did get to hear essentially was that he did say we're under NCAA review and cannot comment on it, and that it has not been a distraction.
Do we know if anybody tried to ask him anyway?
I just think they asked the follow-up, and he said, it's not been a distraction. I can't comment on it.
Okay. Oh, so they did ask that question. All right. Well, it is like sort of a...
They're keeping their focus amid the allegations.
How about we just have Jarrett sort of like, he can be like one of those translators. Like Herm can be up there talking. You can hear, I don't know, 3 out of every 10 words, and then Jared translates for us.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Turn it into a song.
No. That's where we've crossed the line. I don't want that. All right, Jared. Well, then do you just want to talk about ASU football with me for the next 10 minutes? That'll be exciting for you.
How do you think they're going to do it? If they could get past these allegations, if they could ignore the distractions, do you think this is going to be a big year for them?
I don't even care about how like they're approaching it. I just like as somebody that went to school there, it's hard for me to be as emotionally invested in the season, because what if they have a great season and the NCAA comes back and tries to take it away in like 3 years? And I'm just hanging out with Reggie Bush and we don't have our trophies that we won. I don't want to hang out with Reggie Bush under those circumstances.
Not under those circumstances, no. I mean, a pizza party? What?
Depends what kind of pizza. I'm not going to eat trash pizza. Certain pizzas.
You are such a snob.
Just literally only when it comes to pizza.
You're a company snob.
A company snob?
You're a company snob. To have the chance to hang out with a former Heisman winner, a former boyfriend of Kim Kardashian, and the pizza has to be just right?
Mm-hmm. I just almost said a lot of things, and I didn't. so that's good. I think they should be good this season. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. In 2019, when they exceeded expectations a little bit, I was looking at 2020 all season, and then obviously there wasn't a 2020.
Do you think finishing third in the South is fair behind USC and Utah?
I won't be happy with it, but I understand that's where they're projected. I mean, USC should be really good, and Utah's mm-hmm. always right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't be happy with that after wading through for 2 years for last year's season, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
And then you've waited 4 years for this year's season.
Yeah. And this season might not even count if it's too good.
We'll
That's
see.
How I'm it entering the college football season.
Well,
we're really getting ahead of ourselves here, but that's fine.
Well, to put a bow on it, to reiterate the 30 seconds of clear audio that we heard.
Yeah. Spread out over 4 minutes.
Herm Edwards acknowledged they were under investigation.
Which we knew.
That he could not comment on any of it.
Yep.
That the team is dealing with it in their own way and it is not a distraction.
Okay.
And they're focused on the season, despite what's hanging over the program.
All right. So then let's get back into talking about the Cardinals, because there's a lot more.
Well, we could go to break
here
and do social studies next.
Oh, yeah.
What if we did it at 1:30 like you told me earlier, which is what I've prepared for?
We could do what we were going to... All right.
Yeah. No, I think
we'll do it live. We'll do it next if you want to, but that's not what
No, that's fine. We'll do
no,
it.
No, this is a great tease. Even I don't know what's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Dan Bickley, Vince Morata. Bickley and Morata. 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
All right, we resolved our argument. We're going to let Sarah do social studies when we asked her to do social studies at 1:30. So we're going to talk a little Cardinals right here. We're going to try and be professional for at least a quarter of the show.
Well, why start now?
Well,
it's 1:15.
Yeah, it's not even a quarter now. Even if we pitch a perfect show for the next 45 minutes, it's like pitching a perfect game in the eighth and ninth inning when you're already down 17-2.
I have to say I got a tweet from one of our listeners, Josh Game Show. He goes, wow, that was a solid 15. I told my friend to listen to Bickley and Morata. I had to call and reassure him that you guys are, in fact, a real radio show.
That's okay. I have to do that every, like, 10 minutes with the higher-ups here.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. You know, in this one instance,
when you do live radio,
I blame the Pac-12 on this one.
Yeah.
The first 3 hours, not the Pac-12's fault.
The other, I mean, it's just this Herm feed. It's because they went off and came back. I don't know what happened there, but whatever. It seems to be that they're asking him repeated questions that he cannot answer.
Okay, well, that's good. Then maybe they should just cut out the audio on that one.
Right.
Okay, so we've got some Cliff Kingsbury audio here, and we haven't talked about this topic yet today.
This is Cliff Kingsbury speaking from training camp, which started today. First day of training camp, Chandler Jones there, Jordan Hicks there, Larry Fitzgerald nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. So I want to start with this one. Somebody asked Cliff, do unvaccinated players make your job harder? And I haven't heard the answer yet, but it looks like it's a short clip.
It doesn't. Obviously, they'll have a few more requirements that they have to take on, but for me, it's business as usual.
The number I saw today was 14 teams when we started the show. 14 teams are over the 90% threshold of vaccinated players. It's funny, you know, somebody brought this up to me the other day. Like, if you, Jarrett, you play fantasy football. Are you going to not draft players or drop them further in the draft because, like, somebody like DeAndre Hopkins, if he should normally be a first or second round pick, are you hesitant and you're going to take him in the fourth?
Well, I mean,
or
how
fifth?
Many players do you know the.
But that's what I'm saying. If it's like an outspoken
status.
Player, or is that worry you at all going in the
season?
I
hadn't thought about that, but I'm often terrible at drafts, so.
Oh. So you're
maybe
just
I should
the
factor that in there.
Ask.
No, I mean that is an interesting thing. That is interesting going forward because they're setting themselves up potentially to miss time during the season.
The reason I don't think it could impact a fantasy draft is because any player you draft could just get hurt in week one. Like it felt like half the league did last season. More from Cliff. You mentioned the Fitz thing, and they tried to ask him about exactly what Larry Fitzgerald's going to do, and this was his response.
We've lived in his court. I mean, he's earned that. That's how we felt as an organization. And so that's where it's at.
So then somebody asked him, has Fitz told you that he's not playing this year?
No.
So he just isn't going to show up until he does, basically?
Yeah, you know, you'd have to ask him, but I haven't had that discussion.
I mean, yeah, ideally you would ask him, but what Cliff should have said right there is you'd have to ask him, but I don't have a golf podcast. And instead he said, I haven't had that discussion.
Yeah, swinging with Cliff. Or
swinging off the cliff?
Kingsbury.
No, don't workshop this on the air. Try and do it off the air. That's why we have commercial breaks.
It's really fast. I mean, when the off season began, did you ever dream training camp will have started without us knowing the future of Larry Fitzgerald? Or do you think the fact that we don't know the future
means we know the future?
Yeah.
I mean, what are the scenarios where he actually plays? If somebody gets hurt at the receiver position?
I don't think so.
You don't think, like, if somebody went down in training camp at the receiver position?
Why would that matter? Would that matter because he felt he owed it to the Cardinals?
No,
because
but
he either wants to play or he doesn't want to play.
But even if he wants to play now, where is he going to fit? Like, you're going to have to, like, if you're Larry Fitzgerald, you deserve better than, well, sorry, man, we already signed AJ Green and we drafted Rondale Moore, and so you're going to kind of come in compete to be like a fourth receiver. But if all of a sudden one of those guys is missing,
all the reports are that we have a spot for him if he wants it.
Yeah, but where's that spot? It's not on the field.
It's, oh, but they never said that.
No. So if you're Larry Fitzgerald,
plenty of the catering room, the workout room.
Well, okay. So if you're saying that's
IT
not
department,
that's not a scenario where
no,
he
I don't
would play.
I,
okay,
no,
then there are none in your mind.
No, I still think he could play.
How here?
Yeah.
How
is that when we get close to the season? When there's like one preseason game left, he says, I want to come back and play.
But you do agree with Larry Fitzgerald because he has essentially said or hinted at this in the past. If he were going to retire, this is how he would do it. He just would stop playing.
Right. I think that he truly still doesn't know if he wants to play or not. I think he truly knows he does not want to go through training camp.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't want to do the preseason.
I agree with all that, but if two days before the season, he's like, I'm coming back. He's not going to play.
But why do you think that?
So you think...
You don't think he would instantly go back? You don't think he would instantly slot above, you know, Christian Kirk and Rondell Moore and Andy Isabella?
He's not going to play as much as he is accustomed to playing. Like, you have a front office that already said when they drafted Zaven Collins is playing. So their second round pick, like you said earlier, Jarrett, they followed a similar pattern. We're going to take a small, speedy receiver. They're going to sit that guy for Larry Fitzgerald?
Yes.
All right.
I don't think so.
So you think
he's done and there's no scenario he comes
No, from? I think the scenario is that somebody gets, one of the receivers gets hurt towards the end of camp and Fitz is kind of like, yeah, I kind of want to play, but I don't want to be a guy that's fighting for 15 snaps a game or whatever, but the Cardinals are like, no, we either need you or we have to go get somebody else. And he's like, absolutely. That's the scenario I see him coming back. I don't think he's coming back. I think he has retired, but he's just done it in a Fitz way where he's just like, see ya.
Yeah, but he hasn't done that because he's been asked many times. It's not that he hasn't been asked, but every time he's been asked, he's said nothing new.
But he hasn't been asked by like football media. Are you talking about just golf podcasts where they're like, hey, how'd you do on the seventh hole and are you going to play next? All of those questions on those golf podcasts were like, hey, it sure would be cool if you told me if you were coming back. And he's like, yeah, I don't have to. This is a golf podcast.
If you don't think that Chichi Rodriguez has inside knowledge on...
He probably does at this point.
This is from...
Still Herm from outer space.
This is from 1 week ago. 1 week ago.
Okay.
So fairly recent.
Yes.
Jim Trotter.
Okay.
NFL media, right?
Yep.
The future of Larry Fitzgerald.
Well, I reached out to him yesterday and asked him, is there any new news? Has he made any decisions? And he told me no new news. He said he's still not under contract. And I asked, are you seeking to secure a new contract? And he said, I still haven't decided on that. So at this point, we don't know. What I do know is that the organization definitely would like to have him back if he wants to play. They like the energy that he brings to the franchise. They like his presence in the locker room. And here's the key part. They like his ability to make catches in crucial situations. Now, obviously, he's not the same guy he was a decade ago. But in crucial situations, they believe he comes up with plays that they need. So from that standpoint, if he decides he wants to play again, there is a spot for him. But as you know as well, Andrew, money talks in these situations. And Larry Fitzgerald is a true businessman.
I just think this is different than past years with him. In past years, it would have been like, hey, Fitz, do you want to play? Yeah. Okay. Well, you're back. Now it's got to be like, hey, Fitz, do you want to play for a lot less than you're used to making? And yes, we have a spot for you because you're Larry Fitzgerald. And we'd look silly if we didn't have a spot for you. But that spot is going to be you're fighting for targets. That's different. It is to me, he has to want to play even more this year than he has in years past. And right now, as that just sort of, you know, reiterates, he's undecided on that. It doesn't mean he can't get to the point, I guess you're right, Jared, at the end of camp where he's like, no, I want to play, find a place to fit me.
But see, it's hard.
He's not going to step right in as Larry Fitzgerald.
You have to put it in the mindset of a guy who's done one thing his whole life.
And been great at it.
It's hard to give that up.
Yeah.
Unless you're absolutely positively 100% sure about it.
But if you were truly great at something.
He might not be sure about it until the games for real are about to start and he's about to not be a part of it.
Let's say you were great at producing. Okay. Just hold on.
whoa, slow down. Wait a minute.
I didn't say anything, but Sarah's eyes just said everything.
Hypothetically.
Yes.
Big hypothetical.
Okay. Let's just take me to this universe where
I could do improv. I could do the yes and. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You've trained your whole life for this.
I'm good at producing.
And then at a certain point, you were put in a position where it's like, yeah, you're going to produce, but you're going to have somebody standing in your way and you've kind of, you're not the same. Wouldn't you rather just retire great than come back and be like, here, Jarrett, we're going to have you like hit a spot, but every 35 minutes.
But isn't the last couple years that with Larry? I mean, he's already been a much smaller part of the offense, has not been productive, hasn't looked essentially like himself.
Okay, but where do you come out on this? Because the last couple of years, you're right, but I personally don't look at that and be like, oh, Fitz has lost a step. To me, it's been like this offense doesn't totally know what it is yet or know where to fit him
but
in.
But if that's the situation, then why shouldn't he come back?
You've added two new receivers this year.
Are they better? Are they better than Larry?
Well, AJ Green better be pretty good at this point. I mean, he was a guy that looked like he was on his way to being a Hall of Famer at some point. He's been hurt, but I think when they went out and signed A.J. Green, they were assuming he would be better this year than Larry Fitzgerald was last year, at least more productive. You're also asking him to come back for what, like $4 million?
Well, that's a big key, too.
Look, I want him to come back. I think they are significantly better with Larry Fitzgerald. Don't get me wrong.
Let me ask, if he is on the fence about coming back, which mm-hmm. is what he's said.
Yes.
Nothing new, still deciding.
Yeah.
What is he on the fence about? Is it that he doesn't think that they will use him enough? Is it that he doesn't think that he will make enough money? Is it that he thinks he can't be as good?
I don't think it's the last one. No.
If it's not the last one, then why wouldn't he play somewhere? If he still thinks that he could play and be as good as he ever was, that's a hard thing to retire from.
I agree. But I wouldn't have let it get to this point. But in the scenario we are in, if I'm Larry Fitzgerald and I'm on the fence right now and it's because I don't know what my role would be with this team and I don't know how much I'm going to get paid, and maybe he's still trying to, you know, kind of work out in his own mind if he's willing to play for significantly less. And he's just sort of trying to come to terms with that. For me, it would be like, what's my role going to be on this team? It goes back to what I said at the beginning. If somebody goes down during camp or you know, if Rondale Moore just doesn't look ready during camp and they're like, yeah, okay, he's going to be a little bit of a project or whatever. Then if I'm Larry Fitzgerald and I'm on the fence, that pushes me back off the fence to wanting to play.
I guess but he might look at it as like, okay, you guys only really want me because you're desperate and I'm not going to come in just.
No, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to be like emotionally hurt by it. Yeah, it's fine.
Although, imagine the man bun on Larry. Yeah. With that head of hair.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, we're going to break, and Sarah Cassell is going to rescue us with social studies next. It's the Bickley and Murata Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
All right, let's hit the Arizona Sports Poll Question before we go into social studies. Today's question, there's a lot of options here. I think I can guess where this one's going. Which Arizona Cardinals player is most crucial for the team's success this season, Jarrett? Okay, you ready? You got five options. Mm-hmm. DeAndre Hopkins.
Other than Kyler Murray, I assume they mean, right?
Kyler Murray.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Chase Edmonds, Chandler Jones, Budda Baker. This might have been better without Kyler on there.
I agree, because I'll say Kyler Murray. I'm looking at the results right now. It's actually not as lopsided as I thought it would
be. When I looked 2 hours ago, it was 85% Kyler Murray.
Okay, well.
It's not now.
But I would vote for Kyler Murray.
Yes.
It seems obvious.
It should be 100%. But Kyler Murray has 46%. Chase Edmonds, 26%. Budda Baker, 24%. DeAndre Hopkins, 3%. Chandler Jones, 2%. If Kyler wasn't on there, where would you have voted?
I guess DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
Because as you pointed out, after him, it's a bunch of question marks.
I think I might have gone Budda Baker, but yeah, that's crazy. DeAndre only has 3%.
Yep. All right. That's on the front page of ArizonaSports.com.
Bickley and Murata, Social Studies.
As promised, Sarah Cazell is here with a big smile on her face, ready to save the last
1:30 segment and not a minute earlier.
No.
Now we're going to... Diva would have walked off.
Wow. Yes. I can safely say Sarah is the least diva-ish of anybody on this show today.
That's very true. And at this station. Welcome to Social Studies,
that
everyone.
That response may have just moved you up the list.
Welcome in, though, everybody.
Yes.
That's a Social Studies at @Bickley_Murata is what I meant to say, @Bickley_Murata on Twitter. That is where you can follow the show. Luke Lipinski, what is it? @Luke Lipinski? And Jarrett G.C. Carlin?
I remember my own Twitter handle. Yes.
Yeah. Jarrett G.C.
Jarrett G.C. Oh, that's right. Yeah. G.C. Yeah. Carlin would be redundant. Jarrett G.C. @Luke Lipinski @Bickley_Murata. That's where you can follow the crew. Welcome on in, everybody.
@Sarah Cazell.
Yeah. Well,
when everybody in the country already follows you, there's no point in giving out your Twitter name.
No, it just feels a little young Jesse-ish to try and ask for followers on the radio. So
that's
I'm not
why I wasn't giving you my account even when you asked.
All right. As you guys have been talking about all show long, Cardinals training camp started today. Chandler Jones did show up. He did indeed stretch. And Larry Fitzgerald still not there. Cliff Kingsbury just saying, hey, the ball is in his court, basically saying the exact same thing that he's been saying all offseason long. So we are starting off by asking this open-ended question. What, to you, is the top storyline of training camp for the Cardinals this year?
Not necessarily for the season, Luke.
Yeah, just for
different
the
than
next
what we did
weeks.
Earlier, but just in training camp.
Specific to training camp, it probably is how their receivers look other than DeAndre Hopkins. But I'd like to go into the season knowing, hey, okay, A.J. Green looks healthy. Rondale Moore looks ready to be an NFL receiver. Christian Kirk looks better than he did last. Something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I would probably, because like offensive line, you can't really tell that as much during camp. So I'll go receivers.
Sure. And I'm going to go the same thing, but I mean, you're going to hear only positive things pretty much from training camp anyway. Right. But I want to hear the reports that, one, Chandler Jones seems completely engaged and not distracted. And two, J.J. Watt looks better than he has in years.
Young and spry.
Yep.
Yeah, moving quickly. Let's check to see if Chandler Jones's pockets are any more stuffed these days. All right, a lot of responses. A lot of the same theme here. Of course, a lot of people going with Chandler Jones, of course. Avery Firer. There's a lot of R's in your name, Avery. Gives us a bunch of bullet points.
Oh,
says,
nice. Okay.
Has to be Chandler Jones, right? Coming off injury, doesn't like his contract. Could be a monster with J.J. Watt. But the other things that Avery is looking out for. Cliff Kingsbury's play calling. Do we trust him? Do we not? Kyler Murray elevating his game, playing a complete season as an elite-looking quarterback. Steve Keim on the hot seat. And then DeAndre Hopkins. And to anyone else regarding whether they will or will not address the vaccine situation that the NFL has turned into a situation. Adam Schallenberger goes with, how hot is Cliff Kingsbury's seat?
How hot is it?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many, you know, consecutive losses it takes for people to start worrying or if that
is not the case. Let me ask either one of you right now, just because you brought that up. Do you see any scenario where Cliff could get fired during the season?
No.
That's hard for me to imagine. I don't think so.
It doesn't work. And and the NFL is just not conducive to like, hey, we're going to bring in a new coach and suddenly be great. Like maybe 1 week, but not for the rest of the season.
That hasn't stopped teams before.
No.
True.
But yeah, it's not like, oh, you go and get this incredible coach and then the turnaround begins there.
They have to be like 0-7 and they're not going to be that bad.
All right.
Okay. Another Lobo Jangles submission. Larry Fitzgerald coming back to play tight end because the Cardinals have none. That's the top storyline.
That is true, but he's not doing that.
That Lobo Jangles is looking out for. Defensive back depth, says James, Chandler Jones situation, and quit ghosting us, Larry. Yeah, Larry.
That's fair. And whoever said defensive back depth, that would have been my other answer.
Yeah,
that
was from James as well.
And honestly, you know why it's not my answer? Because that's been a question since like I was born.
I wish.
Yeah, that's not just specific to training camp this year.
I wish they had the term ghosting when I was dating in high school.
Why do you wish that?
Because back then it was just called ignoring you because you're a loser.
This is nicer. That's a good point.
I mean, it's implied now.
It's still a nicer term.
Yeah, I guess that's
mysterious,
true.
Mysterious.
Yeah. All right, moving on to our next It's just brilliant social studies question.
I just remember why Sarah is Sarah the Ruthless.
We are asking, of these three options, what is the most unsettling to you? Is it a grown dude with a man bun, a la Aaron Rodgers reporting to camp this morning? Is it a dancing horse, a la the Olympics dressage competition that Luke Lipinski has been watching, just glued to?
I'd never seen it before. When the horse walks sideways, you pay attention.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. Or a singing Jarrett. Mm. What is the most unsettling to you? Jarrett, are you going to pick yourself?
There's a clear answer here.
I think the horse is completely unnatural and weird looking, so I voted for that.
But your singing is also unnatural. And that's the thing.
And weird looking.
Yeah, and weird looking. Your singing looks weird. No, like, as you went down that list, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, option A. Oh, no, option B.
Is it option C? Yeah.
So I'm going with the singing Jarrett.
Okay, I'm used to the singing Jarrett. Jarrett, what's your selection? Dancing horse?
Yeah.
I voted for the man bun.
Really?
Yeah.
We're tied. Okay.
Yes. And
let
actually,
the audience decide.
Well, the audience has not decided because it is 46.9%. For the man bun and for singing Jarrett.
Oh, okay.
6.2% for the dancing horse.
Should I hum a few bars maybe to break the tie?
Yeah, exactly.
Lo.
So it's the man bun and it's the singing Jarrett that's the most unsettling to our listeners. Arizona Sports History says he is actually literally growing his hair out to man bun it as we speak. If anyone disagrees with me, we should talk. Adam Nelson says, what's crazy is I actually think there's a strong possibility you could have Jarrett with a man bun singing while dancing with a horse. In the NBA, we call that the big three.
That's a super team.
Mortified.
We go another 10 months like last time without me cutting my hair.
Be in man bun.
There was another actual serious Cardinals question. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't. What was the serious Cardinals question?
It was another poll. Cardinals fans, who will lead the team in rushing this season?
Oh, wow. I completely missed that. Connor, Chase Edmonds, or Kyler Murray?
Yeah. We could save that for tomorrow if you want.
Sure.
No, I just voted.
Well, then.
I just won't tell anybody.
That's right. Save it for tomorrow.
But save it.
I clicked on the wrong thing. We got to settle that last debate, though. You only have 20 and a half hours left, people, to vote. That's way too close.
All right. Shall we get to the non-traditional breakfast foods and then wrap this thing up?
Sure.
Perfect. Everybody listening to this show knows the deal. Jarrett doesn't eat traditional breakfast foods, at least not here. Today it was a meatball and onion pizza. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's how he starts his day off, people.
Three slices.
A meatball only. Three slices only.
Three slices in the span of like a minute and a half.
Showing restraint. So open-ended question. Your favorite non-traditional breakfast food to eat? We already know. Well, I guess, Jarrett, you've got a whole handful of selections you could go with. Do you have one?
I mean, I prefer like leftover or fresh, regular hot food like pizza or hamburger, burrito, something like that.
I've never seen you eat traditional breakfast, and you are always eating breakfast when I see you, no matter what time of day it is. You're always like, oh, this is my first meal of the day.
But that's harder. I mean, if I brought in a big plate of pancakes, wouldn't that be unusual?
You could bring in everything you do is unusual, first of all, so that's not like let's not roll it out based on that. You could go get breakfast right down the street and have a breakfast burrito.
I've had breakfast burritos before.
Last time I saw you, were eating flanken.
That's right, flanken.
Flanken, sorry. Okay,
what's your pick, Luke?
Chicken and waffles are good together. That's technically traditional, though, isn't it?
Probably.
See, Luke has
enough.
A big sweet tooth, though, so he's a big, like, pastry.
Yeah, I would eat cheesecake for breakfast.
Muffin, donut kind of guy.
The problem is I almost flip it the other way. I will eat breakfast all day.
Breakfast all day is the move.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the move.
My wife and I do eat breakfast for dinner also.
Yeah.
Usually scrambled or over easy eggs and sausage and bagels and stuff like that.
So you eat pizza for breakfast and then eggs for dinner.
That's right.
Okay. This is explaining a lot.
I stand on my head in the middle of the day.
Ryan Wisdom's going with leftover Italian, regardless of what it is. Pizza, pasta, lasagna, it does not matter. That sounds good. Oatmeal cream pies is Bossy Boots's submission.
I do like that.
Fantastically delicious.
And then Burns and Ladmo says a salad with spicy salsa dressing. Well, actually, it's not a salad. It's celery. It's actually not spicy salsa dressing. It's a Bloody Mary.
Well, I like Benjamin's answer of liquid bread, also known as breakfast beer.
Mm. Actually, there are some pretty good breakfast stouts out there.
Are there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I learned a lot on today's show.
With that.
Jarrett's telling us to break, which makes me think we should just keep going, Sarah. In fact, Sarah,
can you
just do the rest of the show with me, Sarah? Is that possible?
You want our boss to come in and give you a karate kick to the head.
So many of these breaks end with Jarrett threatening me.
No, I wasn't. That wasn't me threatening you.
You're threatening to find somebody to come in here and karate kick me in the head?
I'm calling the police.
Yes, please do, Sarah. All right. And ask them to vote on that poll question, too, so we can get a resolution.
Who's going to be the team's leading rusher this year?
Who do you
think?
All right. We'll come back off the grid. Believe it or not, we're going to go further off the grid. Next, it's the Bickley and Murata Show on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. So just to be clear, what I thought you were going to play as Song of the Day yesterday when Aaron Rodgers, basically it came out that he was coming back, and of course Aaron Rodgers is famous for a few years ago saying relax and then going on a ridiculous run with the Packers after a slow start. You then took that song and just made it the Song of the Day today.
You ask and you shall receive.
I didn't ask for this.
Absolutely.
And this still absolutely 100% reminds me of Zoolander.
This is Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I feel like you could name a band anything in the 80s. Is this from the 80s?
It feels
like it's from the 80s.
That is correct.
It could just be a sentence. Like, you know how...
This is a sentence.
Yeah.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
But, like, Vince is so good at coming up with the band names or identifying a band name. But in the 80s, it was just like, hey, I'm going to the store. Do you want anything? Yep. Oh, that's a great band name.
That's true. This is not just a band. This tells a whole story.
Yeah, it's a novel.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the song of the day.
Thanks.
Time to take a look at the Arizona.
Wait, do I?
Bickley and Murata going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
I mean, do you want me to look at the poll question again?
No,
Jared?
Ignore that.
Okay.
I dumped it.
All right.
If you're wondering, by the way, the feed is coming beautifully from the Pac-12 Media Day right now.
That feels like that was done just intentionally to make us look bad.
Yeah, if you want to hear what Chip Kelly has to say, then we could give it to you right now.
I can't even imagine what I would ask Chip Kelly right now. I'd ask him about ASU, actually.
Here's something from Chris Paul tweeted about 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
From the official Chris Paul Twitter account. Thank you to Phoenix and all the fans on a great season. Back to work. Praying hands. Fist emoji. Hashtag can't give up now.
So
break that down for me.
Okay, I'll just go through the emotions that people probably had if they weren't looking at it as you read
it. The emotions or the emojis?
The emotions, actual emotions.
All right.
You can break down the emojis.
Okay.
So as you're reading that, if people aren't looking at it, and you say, hey, Chris Paul 20 minutes ago just tweeted out, thank you to Phoenix.
Thank you to Phoenix and all the fans.
Yeah, but when you first said thank you to Phoenix and all the fans, doesn't that sound like,
goodbye.
Cool, we don't have a point guard.
We had a great,
But he also tweeted out four pictures, and like you said, back to work. He's coming back.
Back to work and can't give up now.
Yeah.
Make it imply that. Yeah, he's coming back.
Because look how close they got last year. This goes back to what I was saying yesterday. I don't think he was ever going to leave after 1 year. If he was going to, the only paths to that were either the Suns win the title, and he's like, okay, I did it. I've won my title. I want to go to Southern California with my family. And I don't think anybody here ultimately would have faulted him for that. Or it just didn't work. And the Suns were like a playoff team, which is great for us considering the last decade. But not necessarily great for Chris Paul, considering where he has been over the last decade. But the fact that they got there, and they were up 2-0, and how much it stings for us, it's got to sting more for Chris Paul. So, like, everything he expected this team would be capable of, even when other people maybe didn't, he was right. But he doesn't have a ring to show for it. You can't leave under those circumstances. You're so close.
You would think, and then now all the Suns have to do is sort of come through and pay the man his money.
Yeah, but they can't do it till August 2nd, technically.
People are such jerks, too. Like, the first two responses...
Oh, boy, don't look at the comments.
Tatum is better than you.
Okay.
Apropos of nothing. And then somebody with a picture says, New Jersey came in for you, and it just says Flop God on it. And then someone did follow up saying, I hope you photoshopped that because we actually played $120 for a meme jersey. Good for you.
I don't know. I would almost kind of, I would respect it more if it doesn't look Photoshopped. Yeah, maybe.
Well, if you're only used to seeing my Photoshop, then yes, that doesn't look Photoshopped. That looks good.
If you're ever wondering how Jarrett does the Photoshop for the kebab on Fridays, it takes him about, I don't know, 4 seconds.
Well,
you cut one picture in half and just glue it, basically by hand, glue it on top of your computer monitor.
Right. You ever see those scrapbooks that people do with just pictures of magazines?
Yes.
That's what I do.
That's what it's like.
But yeah. But the other big stories of the day, Chandler Jones and Jordan Hicks showed up for the first day of Arizona Cardinals training camp. All is well, Luke.
Feel good about it.
Feel good about it.
I mean, did you have any doubt that Chandler Jones, even if he wasn't there today, would be there within a week? Realistically. But take it back to Sunday when that story came back.
It's just it's weird the timing of everything. Like, if he, in fact, did ask for the trade, you know, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Why was it then finally leaked to media a couple days before training camp?
It's a great question.
Especially if all that was going to lead to was him showing up to training camp and that was that.
I think it's a fair question to be like, hey, if you guys were able to keep this under wraps for however long it's been out there this offseason, then why wouldn't you just keep it under wraps going forward?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who decided, this needs to come out right before training camp begins? I'm with you on that.
The other top stories of the day, Herm Edwards today at Pac-12 Media Day said, but it was translated to, not going to comment on any of the investigation or the allegations. The team is aware of it. The team is dealing with it. And not a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, it's what he has to say. I think that it has to be on some level a distraction, doesn't it?
It depends.
You can't possibly recruit as well with anything hanging over your head like
this. But if you're the actual players, the only way it would be a distraction is if you're in your back of your mind is like, why, you know, this is all going to be taken away from us at some point.
That would bother me if that were. Look, at the end of the day, like, we laugh at Reggie Bush doesn't get to keep his Heisman or whatever, but anybody on these teams that wins a title and then it gets, quote, vacated, everybody, we all know you won the title. So, like, if ASU goes on some crazy run and they're, like, they're challenging for the Pac-12 championship and maybe they can, you know, get crazy and push for the college football playoff, then you're going to forget about it. But if ASU starts the year, like, 1-3 or 1-5 or something, it's just another thing that can sort of snowball.
And finally, Aaron Rodgers shows up to Packers camp, and that's that, I suppose.
So the main team he was rumored to get traded to was the Broncos, and he showed up to Packers camp looking like he was showing up to Broncos camp. Like, he looked like he was going to hang out at a Trader Joe's in Boulder, Colorado, except he's in Green Bay.
He looked like he was going to be in the granola section of Whole Foods.
Yeah. This is really going to be your whole kebab on Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know that aisle where they have the loose granola?
Yeah.
Just in bins?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to, like, dump them in bags, I guess?
Is that still a thing after the last year and a half? I feel like loose granola would have been the first thing to go. Sarah says no. Like, I know they wiped out all the Vegas buffets. They're like, no. But I think loose granola was already kind of pushing it even in normal
times. I actually
think
some of the people who work at Whole Foods are named loose granola.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Look at that. All right, that is going to do it for us. Thanks to Sarah Cazell for social studies. That was the highlight of the day, for sure. For Jared Carlin, I'm Luke Lipinski. For every fifth word Herm Edwards said, thanks for listening. Burns and Gambo next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.